You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Gibbs, as a person who participates in those things, how hard is it to, you know, I mean, Josh McCown's the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and yet it seemed like almost every question was about Johnny. Is it because he's not accessible to the media? Why do you think something like that happens?
Because Johnny is still the hot button on this football team.
Dude.
Whether you like it or not.
Watch practice and see if he's a hot button.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. And I feel like there's plenty of us in the media that understand that. But the only reason why ESPN was live yesterday in Berea, and the only reason why the NFL Network was live in Berea yesterday, was because of your backup quarterback.
It's sad.
It is because there's a lot of great talent, and there's some reason for optimism on this football team.
Right.
But, you know, and I can't even blame the reporters for the national groups, because it's not really on them. It's all the stuff behind the scenes. It's their producers.
It's their producers.
It's their bosses
that
are in their ears going, you're only there because you're there for Johnny Manziel.
Right.
I stood next to an ESPN camera guy and a guy yesterday with a microphone. Not a reporter. He was one of the producers.
Yeah.
They only even filmed people when there was something talked about Johnny Manziel. Otherwise, the guy sat with a camera at his waist. Right in front of a player talking.
Wow.
I mean, the only time – it's like he put it right up on his shoulder the moment someone asked anything about Manziel. I mean, wow. And it's not even those guys. It's their bosses.
I understand it. And I'm just going to – and the situation that was created by drafting Johnny Manziel with Brian Hoyer essentially sitting in a very similar position that Josh McCown sits right now Brian Hoyer overcame it at times last season, but ultimately succumbed to the pressure of Johnny Manziel being his backup and the hype surrounding him, both, you know, regionally and nationally. It added to the demise of Brian Hoyer as a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And I just don't want to start off in our first football situation, which are these OTAs, with that scenario. And I know it's a feeding frenzy. I get it.
Yep.
But at some point, you've got to accept the fact that he is what he is until he proves you otherwise.
I think that's fair. And I also don't think that's going to happen to Josh McCown. I think Josh McCown is much more comfortable in his own skin and where he is in the NFL and where he is in his career. Just listening
I
to
would agree with that,
because
you can say one thing and
do something else.
Yeah, which, and that's what happened last year.
That's not what is going to happen here. And he sounds like a coach. I mean, he's been around the block. He's at a different point in his career. I just think he sounds good in his leadership. There's a difference between genuine leadership that people respond to, and you can probably answer this better than anybody. There are people, and we all know this, and this is true at every single level of sports. There are people who are true leaders that you want to play for and you get it, and then there are the people that are like, those phony rah-rah leaders
for sure
that piss you off and like behind their backs are getting crushed. Josh McCown gives me the sense that he is a true leader. Is he the most talented guy? No, we're not talking about Peyton Manning. I'm not trying to make him out to be that. But in terms of, I think he's going to get the most out of what he's got. And I also think that he's going to be a guy that everybody on the team is going to respect and want to play for. And he's going to do whatever he can to make the team better, even if that comes at his own personal detriment.
I agree. And as I've shared on this show before, you know, myself as a sophomore in college, you know, starting at Ohio State, but still very young and calling out a captain because he was a senior and because everybody liked him and he was the cool guy, he was voted captain. He was the worst leader. He was the worst example. He was the laziest. He was a crybaby. When the getting was good, he was your best friend. But when the tide turned and the team was down in dumps, you lose a game, he's the one pointing fingers. And I'm supposed to lean on him?
Right.
You're crazy. Just because everybody likes you doesn't mean you need to be a captain. Just because you're the most popular, you have the most followers, you have this phenomenon, doesn't mean you have to be a captain. You can be a leader and not be a captain.
I agree with that.
Do it by example.
Right,
you know?
That's what I mean.
Just shut up and do your job. And I'm not saying Johnny's not doing that. You know, in some cases, as I tell young people when I talk to them, be seen, not heard. I tell my son that. Be seen. My son's always kid, raising his hands, wanting to go first. You know, wanting to ask the question. Like, dude, zip it, bro.
Zip
be
it,
seen,
bro.
Not heard. You know? And then he'll
You're
change his tune.
You're stifling
the kid's
ability to learn.
He'll change his – I'm talking about it's in sports and stuff. It's sure. just like he's more – it's distracting. But it's like – but his best practices, his best judo sessions, his best whatever are when he just puts his mind to it and focuses instead of always trying to interrupt and ask a question and wanting to, like, you know, interject his 2 cents. Your 2 cents, those will all add up to hopefully dollars in 10 years from now. Just shut up and listen.
Shut up. And listen, or as the song goes, shut up and dance.
I thought McCown had a good pocket presence yesterday. Now, I mean,
he was better today than he was yesterday.
And it was install day yesterday. So there was a lot of waiting around. You know, I mean, they were doing stuff in shorts and just their jerseys. I mean, there weren't even helmets on it for a good chunk of that practice yesterday. But you could just tell, like, I came away going, okay, I feel a little bit better. You know, I still think the guy might – some games might throw five touchdowns. He might throw five picks. I don't know which way he's going to go yet. And obviously we're not going to know until we get into the games. But, you know, early indications are the guy gets it. He understands the offense, and that's 90% of what
you
need.
And from the little that I saw yesterday at the tail end and the decent team chunk that I saw today for the last half hour practice, he was significantly better today than he was yesterday. And also, too, today looked a heck of a lot better tempo-wise, execution-wise, from everybody collectively. Yeah. Well, it was just a crisper practice. Yeah.
And the defense is going to be ahead until the offense figures it out, because the defense, it's all the same system. Everybody's back, and, you know, you're putting guys in the right places at that point. You're just kind of tweaking things. Offensively, it's a whole new, it's a whole new system, and – you know, there's some growing pains. There's some good things. There's some bad things. There's a lot of things that, you know, they got to work on. So
I agree. I do. He throws a nice ball. That's what it just looks. It very much
he's
looks
big.
Like, and he's a big guy. He's got good. He stands tall in the pocket. Yeah. He delivers ball, and he can throw it down the field effortlessly, which was something that we did not have last year.
Right. Instead of a heave.
Johnny's got a strong arm. Johnny throws the ball very, very well, very, very effortlessly down the field as well. But Josh McCown looked – I was impressed. That was my first chance to see him up close, get that eye test with him. You know, you got it last year, but I wasn't really paying attention to it at all last year when the Browns played the Buccaneers. So this was an opportunity. And Glennon started that game, actually, anyway. I didn't see it at all. But today I got to see it. I was very impressed with what I saw from Josh McCown on, off the field, just his interactions with the teammates. It was good. It was good. We'll be talking to Scott Petrak, Elyria Chronicle Telegram, when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Afraid to lose control.